Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, April 12th, and this is Las Vegas Council 25 Secretary Sharon Wimette reporting. As a strong voice for our profession, the Association of Flight Attendants, AFA, looks out for our members. That's what we do. This rings especially true when it comes to AFA's Employee Assistance Program Professional Standards, EAP/PS. AFA EAP helps our members, their families, and partners deal with problems and concerns on and off the job. None of us are ever alone in finding solutions to our problems. The AFA EAP is a confidential resource available to all AFA members and provides three distinct but interrelated services, including assessment, support, and resource referral, advancement of professional standards through conflict resolution, and response to critical and traumatic incidents. The AFA's Employee Assistance Program has been helping and providing support since 1980. That's 31 years of experience. AFA's objective in providing these services is to enhance the health, safety, and well-being of our union family with the highest quality of peer support services available within the EAP industry. There is a wealth of information on our website regarding this valuable program. Contact information as well as articles about how AFA's EAP has assisted over the years. An enormous benefit of this AFA committee is that it is an entirely separate entity from United. Due to confidentiality issues members might have in regard to their issues or concerns, no one, including management, gets to know the confidential details when they seek AFA EAP assistance. Our flying partners at Continental don't have this benefit through their union. They must use the EAP at their company to address their problems, which carries the potential to create a conflict of interest when an employee may have a work-related problem with which they need assistance or a caring listener. The professional standards side of the EAP also benefits AFA-represented flight attendants by helping us to work out our issues with each other in-house and away from any discipline we might receive if we turned in someone to the company. This allows us to appropriately address and, most importantly, find a solution to a conflict we may have with a flying partner. By resolving the issue ourselves without the potential for discipline, we work through our problems and protect each other's back. That's what flight attendants do for each other. They take care of one another at all times, just as we would do in an emergency or during a service. Flight attendants work together to address problems and crisis, and AFA EAP/PS provides the means to accomplish this successfully. Visit our website under the MEC Committee's area where you can link to the AFA MEC Employee Assistance/Professional Standards. You can also contact your local council to reach your local EAP committee. Either way, if we ever need support, this is one place we can always turn. Along with our other committees, the EAP Committee serves a great purpose for our members. Beginning Monday, April 18th, in Washington, D.C., we will kick off the Your AFA meetings as our flight attendant representatives and professional staff travel throughout the system to meet with you. As the representation election process moves forward, these meetings will provide a venue to listen to you, answer your questions, and share more information with you about the benefits of AFA membership. The meetings will also provide an opportunity to learn more about the representation election process and reaffirm AFA as the right choice in the election for flight attendants. Next week, we will meet with you in Washington, D.C., April 18th, Chicago, April 19th, and Houston, April 21st. The following week, we will conduct meetings in Newark, Denver, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Check our website for times, details, and other information on these locations. Additional meetings are being scheduled soon for Boston, Cleveland, Frankfurt, Guam, Hong Kong, Honolulu, JFK, Las Vegas, London Heathrow, Narita, and Seattle. On May 4th, 2011, we will be holding a live webcast for flight attendants anywhere in the world to learn more about the benefits of AFA and ask questions. Additional details and information are available on our website. As our union, the Association of Flight Attendants, is a union of, by, and for flight attendants, we look forward to meeting you on the road. The United AFA Master Executive Council MEC meeting recessed this past Sunday. You may review the complete summaries for all 4 days on the non-public portion of our website in the MEC information section. As a reminder, United is requiring completion of the FAA-mandated e-learning module titled Revision 6 Summary and Assessment by 2359, April 28, 2011, to be compliant and maintain flying qualifications. This e-learning is accessible from the United Learning Network under the catalog code REV-6. We encourage you to complete this 20-minute e-learning module early to avoid any issues with your ability to trade or picking up trips and to avoid any discipline associated with this mandated e-learning. Additional details are available on our website. AFA Board of Directors took action to ensure flight attendants are recognized as the first responders. A comprehensive campaign will be launched and additional details will be made available on our website. Don't miss the latest edition of the Dear AFA Industry editorial that was recorded last Thursday by retired volunteer Jerry Butts. Listen to the message at 1-800-DEAR-AFA, option number 5, or online at www.unitedafa.org in the Dear AFA section. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand strong and together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.